When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Lizzo removes word from song following complaints. Britney Spears' ex is ordered to stay away from her, and is Lady Gaga starring in a musical Joker sequel? It's Tuesday, June 14th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Lizzo announced on Monday evening that she's removed the word spaz from her new single Girls in response to complaints on social media. Let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had many hurtful words used against me, so I understand the power words can have, whether intentionally or in my case, unintentionally, she wrote on social media. The revised version is likely to be on her album, which drops July 15th. According to the US-based Merriam-Webster Dictionary, spaz is an often offensive slang word for spastic and is used to describe one who is inept. The word has a different meaning in the UK and Australia, according to reactions on social media. The UK's Cambridge Dictionary defines spaz as an offensive way of referring to someone who has cerebral palsy. The condition is also known as spastic diplegia. Among those critical of Lizzo's inclusion of the word is disability advocate Hannah Divney, who tweeted, "Hey Lizzo, my disability cerebral palsy is literally classified as spastic diplegia, where spasticity refers to the unending painful tightness in my legs. Your new song makes me pretty angry and sad. Spad doesn't mean freaked out or crazy. It's an ableist slur. It's 2022. Do better." Lizzo said on Monday that the new version of Girls without the term is the result of me listening and taking action. She said, "As an influential artist, I'm dedicating to being part of the change that I've been waiting to see in the world." Britney Spears' ex-husband Jason Alexander, who tried to crash her wedding last week, was ordered on Monday to stay away from the pop star for the next 3 years. Alexander, who's 40, was charged with stalking, trespassing, vandalism, and battery in a court in Ventura County, California. He pleaded not guilty. Alexander was also arrested on an outstanding warrant for grand theft embezzlement and receiving stolen property. The judge set Alexander's bail at $100,000 US and slapped him with a restraining order that requires him to stay at least 100 yards from Spears. He is currently on probation after pleading guilty in January to filing an order of protection and aggravated stalking against another woman. Alexander live-streamed himself showing up at Spears' property several hours before her wedding to Sam Asghari. He allegedly told security guards that he was an invited guest. Alexander, a childhood friend of Spears, tied the knot with her at a Las Vegas wedding chapel in January 2004, but the marriage was annulled 55 hours later. Appearing on the Toxic: The Britney Spears Story podcast later last year, Alexander alleged he was tricked into signing the annulment with a non-disclosure agreement. "They told me if I'd signed the contracts, they'd let me and Britney continue our relationship, and if we felt the same way in 6 months, they would give us a proper marriage," he said. "So I had no reason to believe otherwise. I thought that's what the truth was." Social media lit up with reactions on Monday claiming that Lady Gaga is in early talks to join Joaquin Phoenix in a musical sequel to 2019's award-winning Joker. According to unnamed sources cited by The Hollywood Reporter, details about Gaga's character are being kept under wraps, but it's possible that she would play Harley Quinn. Fans were quick to have some fun with the rumors. Joker 2 getting a theater full of incels and theater kids and combining them to incel music theater kids will create an unstoppable force that hasn't been seen since J. Robert Oppenheimer created the atomic bomb. Lives will be changed forever, read one tweet. Another read, "Joker 2 is going to try to appear to incels and theater kids, and the sheer ambition of trying to get both audiences to the theater is going to be a majestic train wreck itself." Aaron Hansen tweeted, "You know when you're so exhausted you've been so overstimulated that you're numb and unknowingly staring off into space, and when someone says anything you just absentmindedly shake your head and go, okay? That was my response to reading about Joker 2 being a musical." We've got more reactions in the link in the description for this episode. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.